Hi, Bobby here. I'm just dropping an extra clip in your feed related to the last episode on sectioning with Karen Manton. I'm really pleased with how that interview turned out and to have covered this super important topic, but just wanted to share something we talked about once the interview had ended. If you listened to it already, you'll know there's a point when she briefly mentions having a pregnancy terminated. The stress related to that decision was a major factor in her subsequent episode of psychosis and phantom pregnancy that led to her being sectioned. That's a condition in which the physical symptoms of pregnancy, such as disrupted menstrual cycle, nausea, and abdominal swelling, are present in a woman who is not pregnant. In Karen's case, in part due to the psychosis she was experiencing, that also came with the strong mental belief that the pregnancy was real beyond the physical symptoms. At the end of our interview, I asked her a little bit more about this time, and we thought it was important to share this additional insight into her story. The original episode did not include this clip due to editing time constraints, but I have updated the audio file now. So if you haven't already heard the episode, I really recommend giving it a listen. Or if you have, please enjoy this additional insight I'll play now. There was one thing just on a personal level I wanted to ask you about. In terms of when you had that termination of your first pregnancy, when you look back on it now, I think you described having regrets over the termination.
The decision?
Yeah.
It's a strange one, yeah. The decision that I made at the time, I think I had no option because I'd had a breakdown and I wasn't in the best place. My nana was dying. I mean, the day I had it done, my nana was actually laid in a coffin at home. You know, they used to do the old wake. And so I didn't feel I was strong enough. And I suppose I was frightened that had I gone ahead with the pregnancy, I mean, I was only 6 weeks when I terminated. I was frightened, had I gone ahead with it, what might have happened? You know, might I have not bonded with the baby? Might something have got tragically wrong? But obviously, when it came to the January, I felt so desperate for that baby that subsequently I decided there and then when I come out of hospital, my opinion was I'm going to get him back. And he did come along at the end of October. So that is my view on life, and that's the way I choose to believe, really. I felt as though I'd been punished enough, and you know, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so tough, and I think that's the kind of decision you'll always think back on because it is such a massive one. But I was just interested to know, given what you were going through, you know, those concerns are already understandable, but I was interested to know to what extent mental illness played into it. Was it that you regretted it during the phantom pregnancy and the psychosis, or was it that you regretted it when your more rational brain was in play?
No, I think even if I'm honest, rationally thinking and normal was the reason I went straight ahead and got pregnant with my husband. I mean, it was my husband at the time. It was his baby. It was a joint decision. But what I never mentioned, and I don't really bring up a lot, it is in the book, was I think the damage occurred, just after I'd had the termination, I felt as though I needed forgiveness with being a Catholic. Right. So I went to visit my priest. Sadly, he took me to an anti-abortion woman. And she put the trauma there, you see. She said, this is what you terminated. And she put a little model of a baby in my hand. She said, you need to go away and write a letter to the baby. Don't ever call. You'll know what you would have had. Find a name for the baby. And you'll never be allowed to call that baby that name again. And then I had to stand up at church and tell everybody what I'd done. And because I was vulnerable, I went ahead and done all that. But so I think that was the trigger to bring on the guilt, you see.
Yeah,
so I probably could have coped with the decision, but that was the trauma for me what triggered it off, because it was after that I got very poorly. What I should have said was in the January, you see, I'd gone to see her and the phantom pregnancy followed within a few days. So it was her bringing about my guilt that brought that on.
Wow.
Very, very scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can totally see how that did change your thinking so drastically, particularly
yeah.
when you had that existing relationship with your faith, your religion, then you're speaking to somebody senior within that and they're telling you you're wrong. Well, of course you'll believe it.
Yeah, I mean, up until then, I'd cope perfectly well with my decision. It was only then I started to feel the Catholic guilt. And had my priest just said, Karen, God would forgive you of anything, instead of taking me to her, she did the damage, but she has been known to do other things. I believe she once encouraged another lady to have a baby, and the baby ended up, I don't like to say, but it was tragic what happened to the baby, because the lady was not well enough to have that baby. And there was tragic circumstances. You have to be very careful when meddling in other people's lives like that. It's scary stuff. People,
absolutely.
Women don't normally make that decision easily. It's a hard one.
Absolutely, I totally agree. And that's something where I've always been known to say, if I was to meet someone that was really staunchly anti-abortion and had convinced people to have kids as part of that and had then adopted kids that, you know, the families weren't able to care for, then I think I'd understand it. But it seems like so often people that are so extreme in these opinions care only up until the baby's carried to term, and then they don't seem to care what happens next, which I don't understand.
I think you have to see that every case is unique. Yes, some are just using it as a form of contraception. I totally don't agree with that. But when you've got someone like myself who had precaution in place, and that, I can say it was in the book, the coil was in place, and then you still find you're pregnant, you know, it's horrific. And you have to respect the decision that that person made. I wasn't looking for forgiveness of her. It was God, really. So I wish the priest had kind of, you know, but in hindsight, you wish you'd never gone round in the first place, do you? You know, it's scary.
Yeah, I totally get that. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. We'll be back with our next regularly scheduled episode on Thursday. Until then, I'd like to give a special thank you to all of our guests who share their personal experience on even the most sensitive of subjects. As always, thank you for listening. And remember, you are enough.